talented rosters in all of minor league baseball.
Schwimp on deck, Matt Davidson in third base dugout. We're in Norfolk, Virginia, and Jacksonville coming off a 9-4 win. We're joined by the guy that helped blow the game open with a three-run homer as part of one of three Jacksonville home runs last night. Troy, you guys had a fantastic opening game last night against a really good team, probably the best team in not only AAA, but also the entire minor league baseball with over 80 wins already. But how are you guys feeling coming in to beat on a team that has been really good, but you guys have been hard against this team since August?
Well, you know, in the
7-1. You joke earlier about how the Myers came up. He was just on fire that, you know, you just told him when you were in Pennsylvania, told him here, that's when he gets the majors the easiest way. Well, he just got those hit runs. And did he joke around with you about that when you got dug out last night about that it just that easy? All he got to do was just hit runs.
Yeah, that's the ongoing joke. And of course, the main goal is to hit it. Everybody was home. You know, everybody from school, they come to the ballpark, they want to see it.
They say chicks stick to home ball.
Correct, exactly. as much as those pretty pitchers in that commercial, we want to bet the difference. Essentially, like, yeah, it's an ongoing joke for me. I'll walk into the clubhouse and say, I mean, if I come up with four home runs today, I'm hanging it up. You know, all these kind of stuff. But, like, realistically, it's kind of all we want to do is home runs. Realistically, you drive it home runs. So that's kind of a cool part of just being about baseball and how you play the game. You can directly affect the game with one swing. And so that is not a joke. I just said it. It's easy.
Get you to the majors as quickly as possible.
Get you to the majors. Yep, you make money. I mean, you look at Giancarlo Stanton there, Aaron Judge. You know,
get you paid.
Get you paid.
We'll pause things right now. That's first baseman.
Insemination.
Yes, they walk pretty deep. Encarnacion back at the wall, leads, and he took it back. Yermar Encarnacion runs a home run.
On the breaking pitch, he swings, hits it high and hard to center. That one falls. Well, and Burnett comes up front, sends it to the plate. Oh, he got it. Jumbo trip on the triple affiliate of the Miami Marlins. 1-1. Romero swings, spots a fly ball. Bullseye, makes a fantastic catch in right field. Oh, baby, one play. Fastball hit well to the left. Comes back at the wall. Leaves it. Gone! Jordan Groshans ties the game! A three-run homer at the top of the inning! Jacksonville was down by 6 runs, and they come all the way back! It's 8-8-4-9 on the first home run of 2023 from Jordan Groshans!
Now let's go live to the ballpark for the
It's time for some day baseball here at Harbor Park. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp winners 9-7, courtesy of a game-ending 3 unassisted double play and a top of the 10th inning two-run home run from Yerar Encarnacion. Hello, everybody, and welcome into this edition of Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Jacksonville looking for 3 in a row. And they'll send Brian Miller to the plate. His first pitch is a swing and a miss from the right-handed pitcher, Garrett Stallings. So the first pitch comes in at 12:06 this afternoon, and we are underway. The 0-1 quickly from Stallings. Swing and a miss from the center fielder, Brian Miller. He's followed in the order by shortstop Jacob Amaya and the first baseman, Troy Johnston. Peyton Burnick hits fourth and is in left field. Charles LeBlanc plays second and hits fifth. Stallings out of the line. The righty's 0-2. Miller swings, lifts a pop-up foul to the left. That's out of play. It's a hot and humid one today here in Harbor Park. 91 degrees. The real feel is over 95 with a slight breeze going right to left in the outfield. Stallings ready again. 0-2. Swing and a miss by Miller. It's a breaking ball in the dirt. Pitch gets away from the catcher, Rodriguez, but he collects it to his left, goes to first, and there's out number one. A strikeout with a 2-3 put out brings up Jacob Amaya. So Charles LeBlanc hits fifth. He plays second. Griffin Conine in right, hitting sixth. DH tonight, or this afternoon, is Yerar Encarnacion hitting seventh. Third baseman C.J. Hinojosa bats eighth. And Santiago Chavez bats ninth as the catcher. First pitch to Amaya. Swing and a miss. A breaking ball in the outside corner. And it's 0-1 to him. The 0-1. Fastball called a strike at the outside corner. It's quickly nothing and two. Infield and outfield straight away for Amaya. Having himself a wonderful series here in Norfolk. The 0-2. Pitch in the dirt, a curveball that falls about 3 feet before home plate, taken for ball one. One ball, two strike count on Amaya. Stallings lines up, first base side of the mound, the 1-2. Pitch inside, a fastball off the plate, a little bit north of the letters, and it's two balls and two strikes. A pinch swing and a shot to third, caught right at the chest of Kobe Mayo. And there is quickly out number two. Amaya stung that ball 91 miles per hour. Right at Troy Johnston into the box now, the southpaw swinger from the state of Washington. First pitch, and the lefty takes a curveball outside and low. It's one ball and no strikes. Johnston comes in hitting 355 for Jacksonville. 50 for his last 141. He's played in 36 contests with Jacksonville so far, hitting well above 350. The 1-0. Breaking ball swing and a ball pounded foul on the ground. First base side. It's even 1-1. Yesterday, Troy Johnston, two hits, five plate appearances. Another multi-hit game for him. It gives him 17 on the year with Jacksonville. Jumbo should have been on fire since he's come up from Double-A. The 1-1, he swings, pounds a line drive right at a leaping Layman Diaz. Robs Johnston of at least a base hit. Jumped a little early, but the long stretch of his wingspan was able to come down with that line drive. And two hard hit balls end up in the glove of the Norfolk Tigers defense. Nothing across for Jacksonville in the top of the first. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. As we go to the bottom of the first inning, we're scoreless here in Norfolk on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Wow. WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Game today at 904-388-2696.
Where else would you rather blast off your weekend? Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp at Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights with $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave for every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on red shirt Fridays, and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the Miller Electric box office, or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable, family, fun.
For the bottom of the first inning, first pitch into Jackson Holiday. Fastball from Jacksonville starter Jeff Lindgren. It's down and away. It's one ball and no strikes. 19-year-old steps in from the left side. He swings at the 1-0. Lines that sinker foul straight back to the netting behind home plate. It's 1-1. It's time to meet the lineup for the Norfolk Tide. It's written up by their manager, Buck Britt. Jackson Holiday, the second baseman, leads off. Lindgren lifts the hands. The windup in the 1-1. Breaking pitch cut on and missed. Outside corner, it's 1-2. He's followed by the DH, Colton Kauser, and the left fielder, Connor Norby, hits third. Middle man is Josh Lester in right field. Lindgren ready. The right-hander wheels and deals. The 1-2. There's a sinker taken up high and away. Two ball, two strike count. Third baseman, Colby Mayo, hits fifth. Lewin Diaz, former Jumbo Shrimp, plays first and hits sixth. Daz Cameron in center batting seventh. Catcher Ramon Rodriguez hits eighth, and Joseph Rosa, the shortstop, that's ninth. 2-2 pitch. Another sinker taken up high and away by Holiday. It's a full three-ball, two-strike count. Yesterday, Holiday finished 0-for-5. He did reach in the eighth on batter's base runner interference. 3-2. Swing. Lofted ball hit foul over the netting left side behind home plate. We'll do the 3-2 again. Lindgren's been heavy sinker to Jackson Holiday. Holiday's drawn out now a 5-pitch at-bat. We'll see the sixth one next. Infield, small shift to pull on Holiday. Outfield straight away. Payoff. Breaking ball cut on and hit in the air. Foul left side. It's out of play. Still three balls and two strikes. So Holiday, although he's 19 years old, 200-some-odd days, he's held his own so far here in AAA. He's had really good at-bats in the first two contests. Drove a few balls to the outfield in the warning track, 3-2. Sinker taken up high for ball four. So Holiday works a lot in his first appearance today. And now for patience at the plate. And every single at-bat. He works a leadoff walk. Now that brings up the lefty swinging DH, Colton Kauser. First pitch, he swings, drives the ball high and far to left center. Miller and Burdick on the run, they're looking up, and that ball is gone. 100-mile-per-hour fly ball, 386 feet away to the Jumbo Shrimp bullpen in left center, and Colton Kauser. Pitching. Takes a first pitch sinker on the way. Over the wall in left center for a two-run homer. And just the Norfolk Tides are up 2-0 on the Jumbo Shrimp. Order one more time for Norfolk: Holiday, Kauser, Norby, Lester, Mayo, Diaz, Cameron, Rodriguez, Rosa. First pitch to Connor Norby. Curveball called a strike. Inside corner, letter high. It's nothing and one. Jacksonville lines up. Jeff Lindgren, Santiago Chavez, the starting battery. 0-1 sweeper misses down and outside. It's 1-1. First to third, Troy Johnson, Charles LeBlanc, C.J. Hinojosa, Jacob Amaya at short. 1-1. Sinker taken high and outside. It's 2-2 on Norby. Left to right in the outfield, Peyton Burdick, Brian Miller, and Griffin Conine. Today, the umpires, Darius Gotti behind home plate, Michael Raines at first, the crew chief Aaron Higgins at third. 2-1 pinch, swing, a pop-up hit foul right side out of play. It's 2-2. Now, yesterday, Connor Norby, fantastic game for him. 4-for-5, 3 singles and a double. It's 2-2. Lindgren stands on the first base side of the mound. The pitch, breaking ball, a little bit down and outside, and the count is full, 3-2. Now, the Tides have made Lindgren throw a good amount of pitches to the first three hitters. Over 10 pitches, Norby, the 3-2. Sinker just off the plate outside, and another walk issued for Jeff Lindgren, and the first three men reach base. 2 walks and a 2-run homer. Rotation back and forth this season. 19 appearances. This is 20th. 1-0 is a swing and a foul tip off the bat of Lester. It's 1-1. This is his 15th start. 75 and a third total innings for him. Opponents here in AAA hitting .241 against him this year. The 1-1 to Lester is a front door sinker missing. High and tight. It's 2-1. Lester with 2 outs last night after a great double play that was turned by Johnston. He mashed a 2-out solo home run in the 9th inning that tied the game to force extras, but Jumbo Shrimp had the last laugh. Swing by Lester. The pitch hit to first. Johnston fields. Goes to short. 1. Relay back to first. That's not in time. Lindgren apparently had his foot off the bag. So it's a fielder's choice to Lester. It goes 3-6. Back to 1, but Lindgren was a little bit tardy getting to the bag. They get the lead runner, Norby, at second. That'll bring up Kobe Mayo. 1-for-2 yesterday, 2 walks. Back on the 5th, he went 1-for-4. First pitch to him. There's a sinker down and in, 1-0. Jeff comes in 6-5, a 5.26 ERA for Jacksonville this year. Infield and outfield straight away for the righty, Kobe Mayo, the pitch. Now the sinker, this time it's down and outside. And it's 2-0. Mayo, a .244 hitter, 9 homers, 41 RBIs. Sun beating down on the playing surface, again, 92 degrees here at the bottom of the first. Very humid, the 2-0. Curveball swing, soft grounder rolled to short. Amaya Fields goes to second. 1. Relay to first from LeBlanc. It's in time, and it's an inning-ending double play. 6-4-3. Jacksonville gets out with minimal damage done. For the Tides in their half of the first inning, they get 2 runs in the inning on only 1 hit, and they don't serve anybody with the inning-ending double play. We'll go to the second inning. Norfolk leads Jacksonville 2-0 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by Press.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Whether you are getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Whether it's for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, civic organization events, or just getting people together, the Jumbo Shrimp have the perfect setup for a memorable group experience for fans of all ages. For more information, please call our friendly Jumbo Shrimp ticket representative at 904-358-2846.
Your local Island Wing Company is proud to support the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. It's always family fun on the island, and we have two locations to enjoy in Jacksonville, on Southside Boulevard and Bartram Market Drive in St. Johns County. For the best wings, burgers, beers, and frozen drinks, come by the island today. And if you are at the ballpark on Sundays, don't forget to grab your bingo card and play for BOGO Burgers. It's always great on the island. Island Wing Company.
You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Back for the top of the second inning. First pitch to Burdick, missed down and outside. The second pitch, a slider. He swings and misses. That one also located down and outside. So it's 1-1 to Burdick. It's 4-5-6 in the order. Burdick, LeBlanc, and Griffin Kona. Stallings out for his second inning of work. Begins his windup in the 1-1 home. Swing and an off-speed pinch. Chopped foul down the third base line. It's 1-2. It's time to meet the defense for Norfolk. It's Garrett Stallings and Ramon Rodriguez, the starting battery. First to third, Lewin Diaz, Jackson Holliday, Kobe Mayo. The shortstop is Joseph Rosa. Left to right of the outfield, Connor Norby, Daz Cameron, the 1-2. Burdick checks his swing. Slider outside, the first base umpire. Michael Raines says he did not go around, and that evens the count, 2-2. Finally, it's Josh Lester in right field. Stallings ready, the 2-2 to Burdick. Breaking ball, caught on a miss on the outside corner. He's got the second punch out of the inning. It's Burdick, who started off the second inning. Now to bring up Charles LeBlanc. Yesterday, Charles had himself a fantastic game. 3 hits, 2 singles, and a double. Finished 3-for-5. He scored one of the runs on Urar's 2-run shot. The first pitch is a sinker by Stallings on the lower outside corner of the plate. Called a strike. It's 0-1. Wind kind of swirling here in Norfolk. The 0-1. Charles swings and misses. A good slider that ends up at the knee center of the plate. It's 0-2. Infield and outfield straight away for Charles. Jacksonville in their navy jerseys with Old City written out across the chest in white lettering. The 0-2. Swing, high hopper, hit to short. Rosa charges in. Fields throws on the run to first. That's out number 2. Along with those Bold City jerseys and the white lettering across the chest, blue trim, maybe blue waves underneath, red numbers on the front of the jerseys, white numbers, red trim on the back. They're also wearing the alternate J ball caps. Blue top and the red rim. First pitch to Kona, and the southpaw swinger takes a letter high changeup on the outside corner. On the strike, it's 0-1. For Norfolk, they have a bright orange jersey, white numbers on the right side of the chest. The 0-1. Kona swings through, a changeup down in the dirt. It's 0-2. They do have the Norfolk logo on the left side of the chest. Black ball cap. Pitch. 0-9 takes in the dirt. One ball and 2 strikes. White numbers on the back of the orange jersey. Black ball caps with an Norfolk logo on the front of the cap. Do have the Tides logo on the left sleeve. 1-2. Breaking ball cut on and dribbled straight down near home plate. Carline gets a piece to stay alive. Still, it's a one ball, two strike count. Perfect leads 2-0 on one hit. Two-run shot by Kauser in the bottom of the first. 1-2 again. And Griffin Conant lays off a changeup way outside. It's even 2 balls, 2 strikes. Part of the wind looks like it's blowing in from right, but it's right to left, almost like it's blowing near the third base dugout. 2-2. Stalling spikes a sinker in the dirt. Conant lays off, and it's full 3-2. The Jumbo Shrimp looking for their first base runner. They've had 5 in a row retired. 2 strikeouts for Garrett Stallings. They're up 2-0 in this 6-game series. So creep closer towards the end of the year. The 3-2. Swing and a miss by Conant. Cutter down and in. And that retires the side. 6-3 retired for Garrett Stallings. Shot 2 straight. Nothing across for Jacksonville as we go to the bottom of the second inning. With Norfolk out in front of the Jumbo Shrimp. 2-0.
Kids can feel like the pros for each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite families onto the field for a pregame catch, and after the final out is recorded, kids get to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp wants to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite, we have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu, and if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events David Ratt at 904-374-4774 or David at jackshrimp.com.
Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Back at Harbor Park for the bottom of the second inning, 6-7-8 in the order. Lewin Diaz dash Cameron and Ramon Rodriguez to do battle against Lindgren. First pitch from Jeff. A sinker down and away on the corner to the southpaw swinger Diaz, and the count is 0-1. Last night for Lewin, he finished 2-for-5 with a pair of RBIs. The 0-1 is a sinker taken upstairs and outside. It's 1-1. He's hitting 262 on the year. 16 home runs, 58 runs batted in. Jacksonville's infield plays him to pole. The 1-1 swing, shot down the left field line. It's deep into the corner, and it one hops onto the warning track and over the wall. A 1-1 ground rule double for Lewin Diaz going the opposite way. And the Norfolk Tides are continuing their hot bats here in the second inning. They've come out swinging after the last two contests. It was Jacksonville striking first. All the way back on Tuesday, Norfolk didn't strike until the fourth. And last night it was the same. They did not get their first run until the fourth inning. So the Tides doing whatever they can early. They've dropped the first two games here to Jacksonville. Daz Cameron into the box. The right-hander takes an inside sweeper for a strike on the lower inside corner. It's 0-1. Cameron having himself a really nice year. 273. The power's up for him. He's got 16 home runs. 65 runs batted in. Lindgren out from the stretch. The 0-1. A sinker taken inside and low. It's 1 ball and a strike. The infield is at double play depth and back to Cameron. Outfield straight away, and they're playing middle deep. Lindgren ready. Lines up in the stretch, first base side of the mound. Check second, the 1-1. Breaking pitch, swing, high drive, deep left center. Burdick and Miller drifting back.
Burdick makes the catch on the warning track. Throw into third's a good one, and Diaz is going to stay at second. So it's a deep F7 for Daz Cameron, and there's the first down of the inning. Besides the wind going right to left, ball's been flying out of here over the last couple of days. Probably could have penciled in a couple more home runs for each side as the wind was blowing in from right center off the harbor, and that might have held up several balls that were hit out to right field. But today and on Tuesday, the ball's been flying. The first pitch to the catcher, Ramon Rodriguez, swings at a sinker, lines it foul straight back to the screen behind home plate, and so on one. Rodriguez did not catch for Norfolk yesterday. He did catch Tuesday. Finished 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. Diaz on second, the 0-1, and Lindgren misses outside. Too far with a sinker. It's one ball and a strike to the catcher, Ramon Rodriguez. He's hitting .286. He's had a decent year. 3 RBIs. OPS just above 700. A couple of doubles. 1-1. Lays off a good sinker, bottom of the zone inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Well, the infield play in the right-hander back, outfield same, middle deep. Lindgren brings the hands together, right at his chest. Looks at second, comes home the 1-2. Swing, line drive, lays foul right side, that's onto the third level, and out of play. It's a 1-2 again. Well, a one ball, two strike count. Lindgren now over 30 pitches as he tries to wrap up his second inning of work. There is one out in the inning. Man stands on second. The 1-2. Breaking pitch. Swung on and drifted high to left. That one tailing foul. And it is. Well, Rodriguez put a great swing on that one. That had home run distance, but he just a little bit out in front of that curveball that was up and in. And it's still 1-2. Everybody can breathe a collective sigh of relief. Lead is still 2. Lindgren checks second again, though. 1-2. Swing and a sinker. Liner driven foul behind the plate to the screen. We'll do it again. Well, Rodriguez trying to drive the pitch count up of Lindgren. Jeff has made some really great pitches. Hasn't been in the middle of the zone since the home run by Kowser. But Norfolk has been able to get a couple of pieces of wood on the ball to at least foul them off. 1-2 again. Breaking ball swung on and hit hard to left. Burdick retreating. Leaps and makes the catch. Diaz has to go back to second. And what a leaping grab by Peyton Burdick in left. He was playing in. That ball was scorched 104 off the bat. Just a little bit in. And that ball was carrying with the wind. And he made a great leaping grab for Rob Rodriguez of extra bases. 4 out number 2 in the inning. That play is big. It keeps Diaz at second. Might have scored on the base hit. Rodriguez could have gotten a double out of it, but instead, it keeps it at a two-run game, and now the switch-hitting shortstop, Joseph Rosa, steps in, and he takes a letter-high sinker on the inner part of the plate, and it's 0-1. Infield shifts the switch hitter to pull, and Hinojosa still playing where a shortstop would maybe line up. The 0-1. Side outs that pitch to the left side out of play. It's quickly nothing and two. So Amaya's up the middle of the shortstop. He's on the third base side of the infield. Outfield is straight away, and everybody baking in the hard heat of 92 degrees and very humid here in Norfolk, Virginia. Lindgren ready. Jackson Holliday on deck. 0-2. Sinker taken upstairs. It's 1-2. Two zip lead for Norfolk. And a two-run shot in the first inning from Colton Kowser. So plenty of baseball left. Jacksonville has seen Norfolk pitching so well this series and this year. They play the Tides incredibly well. The 1-2. Sinker a little bit low and outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. That ball just missed getting a piece of the corner. Lindgren ready again. Check second, the 2-2. There's another changeup down and in, and it's full, 3-2. Well, the way the ball's flying today and how Jackson Holliday has been swinging it over this first few games, probably don't want to have him come up with men on base. I mean, he's adjusted so well to AAA in just his third game. 3-2. Swing and a foul tip hits straight down to home plate. We'll do the payoff again. He walked and scored in his first plate appearance. .288 hitter this year is Joseph Rosen. He's a switch hitter. 5 RBIs for him. 3 swiped bags. He scored 9 runs and hit 6 doubles. 3-2. Swing, a line drive, ripped down the right field line. It goes foul. We'll do the 3-2 again. It is confirmed this time. It is a foul ball down the right field line. Had an issue yesterday. Jacksonville did emerge with a 2-run win, 9-7 in 10 innings. Lindgren back, looks for the sign from Chavez. Reddy's likes the sign, the 3-2. Curveball on the outside corner, ring it up, strike 3. A great backdoor curveball by Jeff Lindgren, notches his first strikeout, and that retires the side in the second. No runs, a hit. And one pass, Brandon in the box. Heading to the third.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting 6 military appreciation nights throughout the season. On April 30th, May 25th, June 13th, July 25th, August 30th, and September 14th, active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or day of the game. Tickets must be purchased in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
Hey there, I'm Jacksonville catcher. You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Yo,
Encarnacion starts things off for Jacksonville. 7-8-9 in the order. The pitch to Urar. Stallings paints a fastball down and away on the corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Encarnacion to Jacksonville, a win last night. 3 hits and 5 plate appearances. The 1 swing and a miss. The curveball down and away. It's nothing and 2. 2-run shot with 1 out in the top of the 10th inning. Jacksonville emerged with a 9-7 win. The 0-2. He swings and misses. A slider down the outside. Really good so far here in the first 7 batters. Judging from his record in ERA, it comes a little bit of a surprise. He's 5-4 with a 6.51 ERA coming into today. First pitch to C.J. Hinojosa. He swings. It's a ground ball to third, fielded by Mayo. A running throw to first, and he gets his man, so C.J. comes out to his counterpart on the other side, third baseman to third baseman. And there's quickly 2 outs in the inning. That'll bring up the catcher, Santiago Chavez. Chavez hitting at 164 for Jacksonville, but really much about what he does with the bat. Everything he does there is a little bit of an added bonus. He works so well with the pitching staff, and Stallings started his motion too soon during the announcement of Santiago Chavez, so he'll have to start over. Infield and outfield straight away. Stallings ready, the righty's first pitch. Chavez lays off a cutter high and away. It's one ball and no strikes. I mean, you ask these guys in the starting rotation in the bullpen, 1-0. Breaking ball all over the plate, called a strike at the letters. It's 1-1. I mean, this pitching staff loves their catchers, and Chavez, Allen, and Alfaro. 1-1. Fastball cut on and hit the air foul to the right side out of play. It's 1-2. But I'm talking to Daniel Castano yesterday. He said that if Chavez had a batting average that was a little bit higher, about 20 to 30 points, could make a serious case to be in the majors. I mean, he calls a fantastic game. Works so well with the staff. The 1-2 swings. It's a soft ground ball, a trickling foul down the third base line. And we'll do it again. 1-2. But to have a guy that is probably the top defensive catcher in minor league baseball on your staff that calls a great game, that is beloved by not only everybody on the pitching staff, but the entire clubhouse. 1-2. Chavez takes cutter down and outside. It's two balls and two strikes. I mean, he's probably the best catcher when it comes to challenges for the weekend challenge games. I mean, he just knows the strike zone so well. He has calls overturned left and right. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Hollings got him with a changeup down in the dirt. And that ends the inning. So, 5 punch-outs for Aaron Stallings through 3 innings. He sent the first 9 men down for Jacksonville. Nothing across. No runs, no hits. Nobody left. Bottom of the third, we go. 2-0 Buffett. Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both, and an attorney will personally meet with you? I'm John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Security Center USA believes security for your home or business should not break the bank. They make it easy to become a client with unmatched purchasing promotions and pricing, such as $0 down commercial installations and residential systems starting at just $199 installed. Customer service is their highest priority. Security Center USA provides lifetime technical support for any system they install. The most cutting-edge technology is available today from Security Center USA. Visit their website at securitycenterusa.com.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news and updates about the organization, learn about special upcoming promotions, and view unique content from the team. Click that follow button at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's at Jack Shrimp on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable, family, fun.
You're tuned in to the Jumbo Shrimp Network.
So far, Lingren's pitched really well so far. He has one strikeout, two walks, but not really that much going on for the Tides. The only offense they've had is a two-run shot by Colton Cowser, and two batters into the first. First pitch, Holiday swings, rips a fly ball to center. Miller shades over to his left several feet, and there's out number one. I mean, that ball was scorched off the bat of Holiday. 104. Just a straightaway center right in the vicinity of Brian Miller, and the center fielder, he's going to swallow that ball up. Such a great fielder. So Holiday, hard fly up to start off the third. That brings up Colton Cowser. He's been primarily with the Orioles this year. First pitch.
And the southpaw takes a sinker high and away. It's one ball and no strikes. And he's played in 8 games now against Jacksonville, still hitting well over 300 against them. 1-0. Hauser lays off. Sinker at the knees, gets to the bottom of his own first strike. It's one ball and a strike. Hauser. Infield shifts slightly. Outfield straight away. Ingram's 1-1. Swing and a miss. Changeup downstairs. It's one ball and two strikes on Colton Kowser with Connor Norby on deck. Ingram ready. Right foot in the middle of the rubber. His left foot just off the edge on the first base side. Lifts the hands. Begins the windup. The 1-2. Swing by Kowser. Rocket hit foul left side. That's on top of the stanch, the roof. On the third level, I think it just missed a fan. It's ricocheted down. Was hit pretty hard, 80 miles an hour. Top third level down the third base side. 1-2 again. That sinker misses way upstairs. It's two balls and two strikes on Thompson. And here at Harbor Park, it's 333 down the left field line, 375 to left center. 400 to straightaway center, 375 to right center. 2-2. Outside breaking ball. Can't get back over the outside edge. It's three balls and two strikes. It's 318 down the right field line. Well, that's the dimensions here at Harbor Park. It's a beautiful sight. Ballpark turns 30 years old this year. Payoff. Hauser swings the changeup a little bit out in front, but spoils a foul to the backstop. We'll do it again. 3-2. Beyond the right center field video board. Glorious harbor with giant shipyard that has ships going in and out on a daily basis. Now the wind is starting to gust harder towards right to left. Payoff pitch. Hauser swings, hits that ball a mile high in the air. To center. Miller drifts in and to his right. Camps under it, makes the catch. And there's out number 2. That'll bring up Connor Norby, who blocked his first time up. Two men out. It's 2-0 Norfolk in the bottom of the third inning. The pitch from Lindgren. High and away sinker taken. It's one ball and no strikes. Infield and outfield now straight away for the right. The 1-0 from Lindgren. Swing, high fly ball into left. Burdick retreating, still going back. Reaches up and makes the catch on the warning track. Another rocket off the bat of the Norfolk Tides. And it's in the position and vicinity of the great Jacksonville outfielder. And Burdick drops a 104 mile per hour fly ball to left. And was surely heading for extra bases. 6 straight retired for Jeff Linger. And it'll bring us to the fourth inning next. With Burdick up 2-0 on Jacksonville.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I get to serve in the role I want.
For me, that meant becoming a maintainer.
I get the training I need so I can become one of the best at what I do.
The Air National Guard allows me to keep pursuing my degree in biology.
And they even help with tuition.
I get to serve part-time.
I loved it so much, I switched to full-time.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I serve my state.
I serve my nation.
I serve my way. Learn more about the Air National Guard at GoANG.com.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and many more. To follow all the events happening at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Tyler top of the order, 1-2-3, Miller, Amaya, and Johnson. Jacksonville's got to get on the board, moving quickly through this game. Top of the fourth, and Miller lays off a changeup down the way on the corner for a strike. It's 0-1. It's 2-0, a lead for Norfolk on a two-run shot by Kowser. 0-1, Miller waves and misses, a little out in front of a curveball in the dirt. It's quickly 0-2. Ryan Miller yesterday, his first game back in the lineup since August 5th, went 2-for-5. A couple of great fielding plays today. The 0-2 is a spiked curveball well in the dirt. Before home plate, it's 1-2. Miller hitting a 261. He struck out swinging to lead off the game. Stallings ready, deep breath, lines and deals the 1-2. Swing and a miss by Miller. Curveball in the dirt for a strike three. And Aaron Stallings has six strikeouts. And Mexico hasn't had a base runner of any kind so far. What a confident fourth inning. Six punch outs for Stallings. Jumbo Shrimp, they're batted balls in play. The first pitch to Amaya. Fastball in the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Bannon left the infield. They had two scorching line drives hit at the corner infielders. Maya in L5 to third, and Johnson in L3. A leaping stop by Diaz at first. 0-1. Jacob takes a four-seam fastball off the plate outside. The count is even, 1-1. That's a big turnaround for the Norfolk Tides to lose back-to-back games and then have the way they are right now. 1-1 cutter. It's the inside corner, letter high. It's 1-2. Top of the fourth, one out. Jacksonville hasn't had a base runner of any kind today. 1-2. Breaking ball just on the inside corner. A delayed call, strike three by the home plate umpire, Arias Donnie. So that's seven strikeouts. And there is now 11 men in a row retired. Up Troy Johnston. First pitch, lefty swings and misses. A slider heading to the front door inside corner, but it ends up right behind his back left leg. It's 0-1. Johnston, a hard line out to first. Diaz robbing him of a base hit with a leaping stop. 0-1 from Stallings. There's a pitch that bounces before the left-handed batter's box. A slider, it's 1-1. Outfield straight away, the infield's playing Johnston to pull. Shortstop Rosa shaded up the middle. Still, he stands on the third base side of the infield. 1-1. Johnston swings, hits that ball high to left. Norby retreating to the track, to the wall, he leaps, it's out of here! What a way to get the first team hit of the game. A solo shot the other way for Troy Johnston. His eighth home run of the year. That ball hit 348 feet away, 95 off the bat, and the wind carried that ball over towards the left field bleacher seats. So Troy Johnson gets Jacksonville on the board. They now trail 2-1, and that ends the perfect game for Garrett Stallings with two outs in the top of the fourth inning. First pitch into Burdick now. He swings through a cutter down and away. It's 0-1. This Jacksonville lineup, talking to Troy Johnson yesterday as well, he said these guys play up to their competition. The Norfolk Tides, probably the top team in all of minor league baseball. 0-1. Burdick lays off a sinker on the outside corner at the letters. It's 0-2. And they've played the Norfolk Tides so well this series. Jacksonville has looked like one of the best teams in the league this series. The 0-2 is a swing and a miss. A slider buried in the dirt outside, so Stallings does bounce back for the strikeout of Burdick to get his eighth punch out of the day. Jacksonville, though, they get a run on a hit. A solo shot, the eighth of the year for Troy Johnson. It cuts the lead, the deficit in half, 2-1. Nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's a one-run ball game. 2-1 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIX.
The Jumbo Shrimp are excited to upgrade their ticketing experience in 2023 for all of Crustacean Nation. The club is welcoming a digital ticketing experience for fans to easily and securely buy, access, and share tickets with friends and family from both their computer and smartphone. Simply head to jackshrimp.com and find the Manage My Tickets tab on the page, or from a smartphone, your tickets can be easily accessed via the MILB First Pitch app. Just select Jumbo Shrimp as your favorite team, scroll down, and click the Manage My Tickets tab. From there, it's easy to scan tickets from your smartphone or have them printed to be shown at the game. And always remember, you can find tickets for any home game at jackshrimp.com. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable, family, fun.
Every Saturday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark means you could be going home with something special. The first 2,000 fans through the gates each Saturday receive an awesome Jumbo Shrimp themed giveaway. From t-shirts, socks, hoodies, to bobbleheads, beach blankets, backpacks, mugs, and more. The Jumbo Shrimp giveaway Saturday lineup features something for everyone. For tickets and to see the next giveaway on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, please visit jackshrimp.com.
Hi, this is outfielder Jake Mangum, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Back at Harbor Park in the bottom of the fourth inning. Josh Lester leads off against a new Jacksonville pitcher, Austin Roberts, coming in. Jeff Lindgren, his day finishes at three innings, two runs, both earned on two hits with two walks and a strikeout. And all that, 54 pitches, 32 strikes. First pitch from Roberts to Josh Lester. First ball up and in. It's one ball and no strikes. Roberts, a 6-foot, 205-pound righty from West Sacramento, California. Plays the lefty Lester to Hemi to pull the pitch. Ono sinker called a strike down and in on the corner. It's 1-1. And Lester had that absolute last of a home run in the ninth inning to tie the game in force extras. Jumbo Shrimp got the last laugh. 9-7, a two-run homer by Encarnacion. A 1-1, swinging a shot, hit on the ground to second. LeBlanc, a sliding stop, counterclockwise spinning, an accurate throw to first, and they get Lester on a 103-mile-per-hour grounder hit right at LeBlanc and had him spin counterclockwise. It was an absolute whistle, and Charles played that ball perfectly. It brings up Kobe Mayo. 0-for-1 with a double play ball in the first. First pitch from Roberts, a big swing and a miss on a sinker north of the letters. One ball, no strikes. Roberts on the season, 1-1, a 6.45 ERA. He's totaled 22 and a third innings here in Jacksonville. Opponents hitting 293 off him here in AAA. 0-1. Mayo lays off a sinker that just gets the top edge of the strike zone outside corner. It's quickly 0-2. Wind still gusting right to left. That's what carried the home run ball for Johnston. It's 2-1 right now. Norfolk on top, though. The 0-2. Check swing. Grounder hit foul in front of the first base dugout. That sinker was heading up and in on Mayo. So the count holds at 0-2. Jacksonville returns home after this series on Sunday to play six. Final homestand with the Gwinnett Stripers. The final series of the season 2 weeks away in Nashville. 0-2, swing, a shot, hit on the ground, fair down the third base line, it's into the corner and left. Mayo around first, digging for second, Burdick takes it off the roll around the corner of the wall and left, and it's a hard hit double down the third base line for Kobe Mayo. And Norfolk has a man in scoring position with one away for a tough, powerful hitter in Lewin Diaz. Don't look at his time up. Caught a fly ball down the left field line. Lewin is a pull hitter. Can go the opposite way. The infield plays him to pull. The outfield is straight away. Roberts looks back at second. The pitch. There's a sinker missing sky high and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. 16 homers, 58 RBIs. And Lewin 1-for-1 with a double, so the average is going to jump up a little bit. Roberts ready, third base side of the mound.
Glove in his chest, the 1-0. Another sinker high and outside, laid off by Diaz. It's two balls and no strikes. Two ball, no strike count, one away. Bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch. Diaz plays off a changeup down and in on the corner for a strike. Roberts now a two ball, one strike count on Diaz. One away in the bottom of the fourth, and a man stands at first. Right-hander looks at second, the 2-1. Lewin swings, it's a line drive right back our way, and it just hits to the left of us. Hit off the window in front of either the camera room or maybe the broadcast room of Pete Michaud, the broadcaster for the Norfolk Tides. Bounced back and went to the lower seating bowl. 2-2, Diaz takes a bouncing curveball in the dirt, and it's full 3-2. Gotta be wary of foul balls heading up our way. At back-to-back seasons in 2018 and 19, a foul ball hit right off the back of the laptop that I have up here. And lived to tell the tale. It had a stitch and a dent left in it. 3-2. Diaz swings, lifts that ball high to left, tailing foul way out of play onto the upper level. And we'll do the 3-2 again. That laptop has since been retired and sent back to Apple. 3-2 count with one away on Diaz. Mayo stands at second with a one-out double. 2-1 score. Norfolk on top. The pitch. Diaz swings, bangs that ball hard to right. That's down and into the corner. Mayo out third. He comes in. The throw from the corner to second. It beats Diaz to the bag. Oh, what a throw from Griffin Conine to cut down Raylan Diaz. He's stuck with a single, and he's on his way back to the dugout. That ball goes 9-6, a strike thrown by Conine. It is an RBI single for Norfolk, and they do increase the lead. It's now 3-1, but my goodness, what a throw from the young man in right field, Griffin Conine. First pitch into Daz Cameron, a sinker taken high and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. So Diaz gets the job done, but he runs himself into an out. Base is empty, two outs in the fourth. 3-1, the 1-0. Cameron waves and misses. Way out in front of a down-and-away cutter, catches the bottom of the zone, and it's even 1-1. Cameron having himself a great power year, 16 homers for the Tides. Roberts ready, the 1-1. Swing and a foul tip off the glove of Chavez. It's 1-2. You know, when you take a look at the year that Daz Cameron is having, you'd think it would be worthy of a call-up. Long pause for Roberts, the 1-2. Breaking ball caught on and missed for strike three. And that ends the inning. But when you look at their outfield, the Baltimore Orioles, they have Austin Deans, Aaron Hicks, Ryan O'Hearn, and Cedric Mullins, Anthony Santander. There's absolutely no room for it. You got to feel bad for the guy. So he strikes out swinging to finish off the fourth. Norfolk, though, they get a run on two hits, and they don't leave anybody. 3-1 heading to the fifth inning of the Jumbo Shrimp Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
National Guard.
I get to serve in the role I want.
For me, that meant becoming a maintainer.
I get the training I need so I can become one of the best at what I do.
The Air National Guard allows me to keep pursuing my degree in biology.
And they even help with tuition.
I get to serve part-time.
I loved it so much, I switched to full-time.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I serve my state.
I serve my nation.
I serve my way. Learn more about the Air National Guard at GoANG.com.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and many more. To follow all the events happening at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at jackshrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Back to the ball.
Five, six, seven in the order for Jacksonville. Charles LeBlanc, Griffin Conine, and Gerard Encarnacion. Start things off. Garrett Stallings on the hill still. His first pitch is a cutter down and outside, taken for ball one to Charles LeBlanc. LeBlanc grounded out to the shortstop his first time up, the 1-0. Swings and bangs a hard line drive right at the third baseman, Kobe Mayo. And there is out number one. So a solid line drive. Unfortunately, hit right to the man standing in the hot corner on the left side of the infield. And that'll bring up a highlight reel play. Throwing out Lewin Diaz on a ball that was hit down the line into the right field corner. Turned his would-be RBI double into an RBI single. Makes a first pitch sinker for a strike at the belt in the outside corner. It's 0-1. Conine hitting .241 for Jacksonville. Two doubles, six runs batted in. Also has a triple. The 0-1. There's a sinker taken high and outside. And it's one ball and a strike. 3-1, Norfolk leads here in the top of the fifth. Infield playing the lefty to pull. 1-1. Conine swings and misses. Landed a curveball down and in. It's 1-2. Three runs, four hits, no errors for Norfolk. A run on one hit. Solo shot by Johnston in the fourth. No errors for Jacksonville. Stallings ready to 1-2 to Conine. Check swing, a curveball in the dirt. And the third base umpire, Aaron Higgins, the crew chief, says he did not go around. Well, a two-ball, two-strike count. Conine digs back in. That's where it stands. Two-tone bat, and he rocks it above the back left shoulder. A 2-2. Swing, a soft ground ball hit to first. Fielded by the pitcher, Stallings, who races to the bag himself and lays the tag on him. One unassisted, out number two, and that'll bring up Gerard Encarnacion. And the Jumbo Shrimp trail by two. It's 3-1. It's 2-0 after the first. After the top of the fourth, it's 2-1, and then RBI single at the bottom. That's where we stand, 3-1. Gerard Encarnacion steps in 0-for-1 with a strikeout, 1-of-8 by Garrett Stallings here today. First pitch to the righty. Swing and a miss. Out in front of a curveball down and outside. It's nothing and one to him. Gerard hitting .225. Team high, 24 home runs, 68 runs batted in for him. The 0-1. Another curveball, another swing and a miss. It's out of play, off the plate. It's 0-2. Well, two breaking balls well off the plate, down and away. Gerard's 0-for-2 swinging at both. The two-strike offering. It's another breaking ball down and away. This time he swings, gets a piece of that ball foul behind the plate to the right side. And we'll do the 0-2 again. Curveball, then back-to-back sliders. The 0-2 again. This time Urar lays off. And that's 1-2. This ball a game of adjustments, and Urar's spits on that 0-2 breaking ball. One ball, two strike count. Deep breath by Stallings and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball down and away for strike three. And Encarnacion goes down for the second time. That's nine strikeouts for Garrett Stallings. And he's spinning the ball real well right now. Nothing across for Jacksonville. Runs the hits. We're halfway home. Out of the fifth coming up next. It's 3-1 Norfolk. The Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, discounts on parking passes and merchandise, a personal sales representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com.
Hi, this is Brian Hoeing, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Joseph Rosa, then the top of the order in Jackson Holliday against Austin Roberts. First pitch. And Ramon Rodriguez takes a good sinker down and away on the outside corner. And it's 0-1. For Norfolk, they lead 3-1 on four hits. Jacksonville, one run on a hit. 0-1. Swing by Rodriguez. Grounder hit to third. Short hop picked out of the dirt by Inahosa. Throw to first. And a good stretch by Johnston in foul territory. Keeps his foot on the bag for out number one. Ground out hit to the left corner of the infield. Out number one, it brings up Joseph Rosa, who's 0 for 1. He looked at strike three in the second inning. First pitch to Rosa. Fastball taken high and away. It's 1-0. One ball, no strike count. Roberts sent the pitch. Swings. Hard grounder hit to second. Another sliding stop by LeBlanc to his feet. Throw to first. And another great defensive play by Charles LeBlanc. Had to go to a slide on a hard grounder. And he sprung counterclockwise and threw an accurate throw to first. Round number two. And that'll bring up Jackson Holliday at the top of the order. Bring up Jackson Holliday, who's 0 for 1 with a walk and a hard fly out to center. First pitch. And the lefty takes a sinker top of his own inside corner. It's over. One ball, one strike count on Holliday. Number three, the pitch to the southpaw. He swings and misses. Fastball above the letters. It's 0-2. Called by the 19-year-old. Stillwater, Oklahoma. Played in now four different levels of minor league baseball with the Orioles. 0-2. Sinker taken up high and outside. It's one ball and two strikes. And he sprayed the ball all over this ballpark. He's just been a little bit unlucky. He's made solid contact in most of his at-bats this series. Well, the talent, the power is there. The pitch. 1-2, sinker misses high as well. It's two balls and two strikes. So Holliday does adjust. He lays off two pitches north of the letters out of the zone, in which a couple of pitches ago he did swing and chase them, but the adjustments are there. Two ball, two strike pitch. Breaking ball just off the plate outside. 3-2. talking to the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp video manager, Victor DiDiego, before the broadcast, and just wanted to get his scouting report and opinion on Holiday, and nothing but glowing things to say. And the payoff, swinging a foul ball off his foot. Holiday looks to be okay. It's 3-2, but he was telling me that if you watch what Holiday does, there's different levels. At high school, you expect guys to maybe adjust their at-bats week to week. College, they maybe do game to game. And where you start to get the talent level and where you know you're an elite player is when you can adjust pitch by pitch, and that's really what you see at the major league level with those elite talented guys. They adjust pitch by pitch. Here in the minors, you might get a lot of talented guys that adjust at-bat to at-bat. Holiday, you've seen adjustments pitch to pitch, so the elite eye is there. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Blown away with a sinker at the letters for strike three. And that retires the side in order. Roberts gets his second strikeout of the afternoon. And he sends the Tigers down in order in the fifth. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. Going to the sixth inning. It's a 3-1 ballgame in favor of Roberts. The Jumbo Shrimp Network, FIS.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans. TIAA Bank is here to help you make your money work harder. Open a yield pledge checking or money market account today and start scoring some of the most competitive rates in the country right off the bat. To get started, visit a financial center near you or find us online at tiaabank.com/shrimp. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and many more. To follow all the events happening at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at jackshrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Your local Island Wing Company is proud to support the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. It's always family fun on the island, and we have two locations to enjoy in Jacksonville, on Southside Boulevard and Bartram Market Drive in St. Johns County. For the best wings, burgers, beers, and frozen drinks, come by the island today. And if you're at the ballpark on Sundays, don't forget to grab your bingo card and play for BOGO Burgers. It's always great on the island. Island Wing
Time of the sixth inning, 3-1 lead for the Norfolk Tides. TJ Hinojosa steps in, takes a breaking ball in the outside corner from Garrett Stallings. It's 0-1. Hinojosa grounded out to his counterpart Colby Mayo in the third inning. The 0-1 from Stallings. Swing and a miss on a cutter on the lower outside portion of the plate. Makes it quickly 0-2. I mean, tip your cap to Garrett Stallings. He has been pinpoint today for the Tides. He has 9 punch-outs through 5 innings. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. There's number 10. A four-seam fastball up and in. That's in also a chance. Out number 1. Even 10 strikeouts for Garrett Stallings through 5 and a third. And now bring up Santiago Chavez. Jacksonville just the lone hit. Solo blast, the 8th of the year for Johnston in the 4th inning. First pitch to Chavez. He swings and rips a line drive foul down the right field line. Santiago Chavez's average hovering at 163. I mean, been a tough year in the batter's box for him, but again, what he's valued for most is how he handles the pitching staff, how he calls a game, and his defensive prowess behind the plate. 0-1 sinker misses up and in. It's 1-1. I mean, Miami Marlins have basically a 28-year-old version of Yadi Molina behind the plate. The 0-1-1 pitch is swung on and chopped to third. Gloved by Mayo. Throw to first. That's in time for out number 2. And you know, to have a guy as good defensively who calls a great game like Chavez, that is, anything he could do with the bat is really a bonus, you know, because to have a catcher like him in a system, it's only going to be great because it sets the pitchers up with a great catcher. And again, he's probably one of the best, if not the best, defensive catcher in minor league baseball. Hard to run on him. Calls a great game. First pitch to Brian Miller at the top of the order is a backdoor sinker down and outside. It's 1-0. 3-1 Norfolk leads. Miller 0-2, the 1-0. Lays off a slider up and outside for ball two. He has struck out twice, and Garrett Stallings has been on another planet so far today because he looked at his stat line, 5-4 with a 6.51 ERA. You'd have thought he'd been bounced before the fourth inning. But here he is, two outs in the sixth. He's got 10 strikeouts. 2-0 pitch. Miller check swing ground ball foul near the third base on deck circle. It's 2-1. Cutter was in the zone anyway on the outside part of the plate. So it's 2-1. The wind's still gusting right to left. A ball in the air to left field. It could go a long way. The 2-1. He swings and misses out in front. Cutter down center of the plate. It's 2-2. Miller down, two balls and two strikes. Pitch from Stallings. And there's a curveball taken in the dirt to fill the count up, 3-2. Now, Miller are very similar to Chavez, but Miller does get on base. He hits the ball really well to all fields. Not too much power, but again, he's more of that line drive, gap-to-gap kind of hitter. What he does on the base paths, he terrorizes pitchers. He has a great glove and instincts in the outfield. 3-2. Breaking ball down and in for ball four. So a walk to Miller with two outs. We'll see what he does on the base paths. And last year, the final 80 games of the year, he had over 300. He led the International League with over 20 stolen bases.
Jacob Amaya.
That brings up Jacob Amaya with two outs. Top of the sixth inning. Amaya's 0-2, but the tying run is at the plate. It's 3-1. Norfolk leads. Stallings in the stretch. The righty's pitch. Amaya swings hard at a breaking ball. Hops it foul off the catcher Rodriguez, and he comes up a little hobbly. Might have caught him where a pad does not cover his lower extremity. It's 0-1. 255 average for Amaya. 0-2 today. Hard line out to third and a strikeout looking. The El Monte, California native, acquired in the trade with the Dodgers in 2023, early in the offseason. The count is 0-1. The infield is and the outfield, they're playing the Maya straightaway. Miller has a decent lead at first. Stallings ready. Right-hander is 0-1. Breaking ball pushed way outside. Stopped by the catcher Rodriguez. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two men out. Top of the sixth inning. Stallings set. The righty's 1-1. Jacob Amaya takes a changeup downstairs. It's 2-1. Two ball, one strike count. Pitch from Stallings. Breaking ball taken down in the dirt outside. It's three balls and a strike. Three and one to Amaya. At the top of the sixth inning. It's 3-1 Norfolk. Miller leads. No, it does not go. And Amaya swings hard. Slider down and away. That fills the count up 3-2. Green ball, two strike count. A payoff. Fastball misses down in the dirt for ball four. So back-to-back walks with two outs in the sixth inning for Stallings. And that'll bring up Troy Johnson. Again, he ripped a fly ball to left that carried over thanks to the wind. A solo shot, and that's going to bring out a visit. So a mound visit between one of the Norfolk Tide besides, I would guess, roving instructors, because actually it is their pitching coach, Justin Ramsey. Ramsey comes out to chat with the pitcher, Stallings. And he's throwing a lot more pitches than he has in any other inning. He is labored. A strikeout, a ground out, and then back-to-back walks with Johnson coming to the plate. Dolling's ready. First pitch to Johnston. Cutter taken down stairs in the dirt. It's one ball and no strikes. Johnson lays off a breaking ball in the dirt. It skips to the left of the catcher Rodriguez, but the runners do not take off. Two ball, no strike count. Runners at first and second. Stallings ready the pitch. Johnson swings, it's a ball sharp on the ground, foul off the screen in front of the first base Norfolk Tynes dugout. It's 2-1. Two ball, one strike count with runners on first and second. Jacksonville down by two, it's 3-1. The pitch. Johnson swings, it's that ball in the air, shallow left. Norby racing it, angles to his left, goes to a dive. Defensive play by Connor Norby in left field. While it was a foul ball, he laid it all on the line, went to a Superman dive, and robbed Troy Johnston of some extra pitches in the at-bat. Now Norby is shaken up. Looks to be okay, tosses it to a fan, and that's going to end the inning. Jacksonville, no runs, no hits, and they lead two on with a walk. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Norfolk leads Jacksonville 3-1 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I get to serve in the role I want.
For me, that meant becoming a maintainer.
I get the training I need so I can become one of the best at what I do.
The Air National Guard allows me to keep pursuing my degree in biology.
And they even help with tuition.
I get to serve part-time.
I loved it so much, I switched to full-time.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I serve my state.
I serve my nation.
I serve my way.
Learn more about the Air National Guard at GoANG.com.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and many more. To follow all the events happening at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at jackshrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Jumbo Shrimp
Baseball.
Back at Harbor Park as we get ready to start the bottom of the sixth inning. Colton Kowser leads off. He's followed by Connor Norby and Josh Lester. 2-3-4 in the order. Austin Roberts on the hill still for Jacksonville, his first pitch, and it's a curveball outside, taken for ball one. It's 3-1. Norfolk leads in the bottom of the sixth inning. He runs on four hits with no errors. Run on one hit, no errors for Jacksonville. Count. Infield playing the lefty Kowser pole. He provided the big part of the offense in the bottom of the first, a two-run homer. That gave the Tides a 2-0 lead at the time. The 1-0 is a changeup missing way, high and outside for ball two. Johnston cut the lead in half with a solo shot in the fourth. And Lewin Diaz, an RBI single in the fourth, made it a two-run game once more. It's 3-1 with the pinch. 2-0 changeup falls down and away, and it's three balls and no strikes. The 3-0 to Kowser, sinker right down the middle on a strike. That makes it 3-1. Norfolk has a right-hander up. It's Kyle Dowdy, number 38. 3-1, Kowser lays off a good sinker up and in, but catches the top. And it makes it 3-2. The wind continuously gusting here. Here in the 3-2 count on Kowser. The pinch. Swing. Foul ball hit back to the screen behind the plane. We'll do the full count pitch once again. We've seen the last of Garrett Stallings. He had a mound visit from pitching coach Justin Ramsey after he issued the second walk of the sixth inning to Amayan. Did get out of it with a high out to left. 3-2 again. Ripped back on the left side. Third level seating and bouncing around between the seats back there. But my goodness, this ball, balls here, they just fly off the bat and your head on a swivel here. 3-2 again. Swing by Kowser. Foul ball right into his foot. Around the plate for a minute. Do the 3-2 again. A 3-ball, 2-strike count. Lefty to pull. Maya shaved up the middle. Outfield straight away. Robert Trang, third base on the mound. 3-2 again. Swing by Kowser. Hard grounder rolled to first. Johnson Fields races to the bag himself. And he touches first for out number one. Three unassisted to kick off the bottom of the sixth. And that'll bring up Connor Norby. Norby, 3-1, Norfolk leads. He's 0-1 with a walk. His first pitch, he swings. It's a little jam shot. Flare to shallow right center. That is down for a base hit. The Norby on. A little flare. And he has the fifth hit of the game for Norfolk. The old adage goes, it doesn't matter how hard you hit it, just where. And Norby placed it perfectly. Shallow center for a base hit. First pitch to Lester, and the southpaw swinger takes a sinker high and away for ball one. A 1-ball, no strike count on Lester. He's 0-2 tonight. Reached on a fielder's choice in the first. Grounded out. A few innings later, he swings and misses at a 1-1 sinker in the dirt. It's 1-1. Kyle Dowdy still throwing for Norfolk in their bullpen. Probably going to see him for the seventh. Roberts running the 1-1. Swing by Lester. Liner hit foul straight back to the netting behind home plate. It's 1-2. Amaya more drastic shift up the middle, but he still is on the third base side of the infield. And the host of the third baseman is lined up where a shortstop would normally play. Wide open space down the third base line, the 1-2. Curveball taken down and in. It's two balls and two strikes. Still the outfield playing Lester deep but straight away. Maez is up the middle as you're allowed to nowadays. A 2-2, curveball swung on and hit high in the air to left. Burnett going back into his right in the left field corner, makes the catch. A good throw into second as Norby at first retreating back to the bag. You thought the wind might have carried that a little further. That ball was hit pretty high in the air. Not maybe it might have pushed it foul. That's where Burnett was heading. Foul into the left field corner, but still a fair ball when he made the catch. So two outs in the inning brings up Kobe Mayo. Lashed a double in the fourth and then scored.
All right, we get 3-2 now.
3-1, Norfolk leads. The pitch from Roberts, a sinker missing outside. One ball and no strikes to Mayo. Roberts ready with a man on first. The 1-0. There's a cutter taken too far down and away in the dirt. It's two balls and no strikes. Roberts stares in, looks at first, comes set. Love right next to his chest. The 2-0. Here's a good sinker catching the outside corner for a strike at the belt. It's 2-1. Around the International League. Only day game is right here in Norfolk, Virginia. A 2-1. Sinker upstairs, it's 3-1. Later on tonight, it's Lehigh Valley on the road against Buffalo at 6:05. 6:15, Scranton Wilkes-Barre, a first pitch on the road against Columbus. 6:35, contest for Toledo and Indianapolis. And Rochester against Syracuse from upstate New York. 6:35 contest between St. Paul and Louisville from Kentucky. 7:04 between Durham and Charlotte, a 3-1. Swing and a miss by Mayo. A great sinker on by Roberts, and that was high and away. And that'll fill it up, 3-2. Worcester and Gwinnett have a first pitch from Lawrenceville, Georgia at 7:05. 7:35 between Memphis and Nashville, 3-2. Undergoes, but that pitch misses inside for ball four. Two-out walk issued by Roberts puts two men on with two men out. The bottom of the sixth for Norfolk, who have a 3-1 lead right now. They're at Principal Park taking on the Iowa Cubs. First pitch there at 7:38. First and second. Norby at second, Mayo at first for Lewin Diaz, who's 2-for-2 today. It's a first pitch sinker top of the zone for a strike, and that makes it nothing in one. He runs, 5 hits, no errors for Norfolk, a run on 1 hit for Jacksonville. Roberts ready, the 0-1. Breaking ball, swung on, hit high in the air to right, that one is way foul, and out of play. So it's quickly nothing in two. On top of the third level down the right field line. Down near... I can't tell if that's a restaurant down the right field line. I think it is. In the right field corner. Roberts ready, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high sinker for strike three. So Roberts has a little bit of traffic on the base paths, but he says... problem, I'll take care of it, and he does. He strikes out Diaz swinging. No runs, a hit, two men left. That'll bring us to the seventh thanks. The Jacksonville trailing Norfolk. 3-1. Jumbo Shrimp or Cavalry by the Pines.
Kids can feel like the pros for each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite families onto the field for a pregame catch, and after the final out is recorded, kids get to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days, presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
WW Game Mechanical Contractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs, so call WW Game today at 904-388-2696.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
Hi there, this is Jacob Myers, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
For the time, number 38, Kyle Collins. Kyle Collins, new pitcher for the time.
Number 38,
Kyle Collins. Here's off to the second hitting for the Jumbo Shrimp. Your left fielder, Peyton Burnett.
At Harbor Park for top half of the seventh inning. Kyle Dowdy in for the Norfolk Tides. He takes over for Garrett Stallings. The first pitch is swing and a miss by Burdick. The 0-1. He swings and rockets a ball foul the opposite way to right. Foul and out of play. It's quickly 0-2 on Peyton Burdick. Jacksonville trailing 3-1. In the final line for Garrett Stallings. And boy, did he put Norfolk Tides in a good position to win this game. The 0-2. Breaking ball taken up and in by Burdick. It's 1-2. Stallings finishes his day 6 innings. 1 run, 1 hit, 2 walks. He punched out 10. Jacksonville hitters did all that on 85 pitches, 57 of them for strikes. Downey ready? 1-2. Breaking ball swung on and hit in the air to left. Shallow, Norby racing in. Called off by the center fielder Cameron, who makes the catch in shallow left center field. There is out number one in the inning. That'll bring up Charles LeBlanc. Well, Kyle Dowdy from Escondido, California. A 6'1", 210-pound righty. 30 years of age. Comes in on the year, 8-3, a 4.86 ERA. First pitch to Charles is a cutter high and tight. One ball, no strikes. He's thrown a total of 53 and two-thirds innings this year for the Tides. 34 appearances, this is his 35th. Downey ready, the 1-0. And he takes a fastball down and away on the corner to Charles for a strike. It's 1-1. Stands on the extreme third base side of the mound. Right-hander ready, glove at his belt, the 1-1. Arnold lays off a cutter down and away in the dirt for a ball of 2. 2-1 Jacksonville, they have a deficit of 2 runs. They trail 2-0 after the first. Johnston made it a 1-run game in the top of the 4th inning. The 2-1. Cutter called a strike high and away on the corner. It's 2-2. And Leyland Diaz, an RBI single, thrown out trying to go to second, put it back to a two-run cushion, 3-1. Downey ready? All righties, 2-2. Swing by Charles, a line drive ripped foul to the right side. On the third level of seating here at Harbor Park. Well, you take a look when you walk in here. I mean, this is built like a big league ballpark. It has stadium seatings down the left and right field line. basically two lower sections, one behind the other, separated with a concourse concrete walkway. 2-2 fastball. This is up and in. It's 3-2. Then you go up to the concourse. Still on the first level, but then wrapped around the ball. It's third level seating that looks like a big league stadium seating on the deck. That's down the extreme third and first base lines. 3-2 pitches in the air, foul to the right, out of play. That will do the payoff pitch again. Now, inside of those kind of third level upper deck seating, mostly behind the dugouts on the third level, they have porches on either side for outdoor seating and picnics. Then they have suites as you get closer to behind home plate. 3-2, Charles swings, it's that ball mile high to right center. Lester and Cameron converging, and it's Josh Lester, the right fielder, making the call and catch for out number two. That's when you get, once you're done with the suite level behind home plate, you have a fourth level. It's only accessible by one elevator here at the ballpark. And that's where you start to get into the press box. So press box here is on the fourth level of Harbor Park. Wraps around from catty corner to the left side behind the ball all the way to the right. Conine swings at the first pitch fastball from Dowdy. It was down the middle, a little bit late on it, at 98 miles per hour. Fouls it off, it's 0-1. Encarnacion stands on deck. Conine 0-2 today. 3-1 in the top of the seventh, the 0-1. He swings, it's a flare to second. That's out of the reach of Jackson Holliday and down into right field. Griffin Conine has his first base hit today. He's 1-for-3. It gives Jacksonville their second hit of the ball. That comes with two outs in the top of the seventh. And that'll bring up Yerar Encarnacion. 2 men down in the top of the seventh. Downey trying to throw Conine a cutter up and in, and Conine threw his hands around the plate, made a great turn, and just sent it over the head of Holliday at second. First pitch to Encarnacion, a cutter just off the plate outside, and high, it's 1-0. Jacksonville trails 3-1. They only had one hit coming into this inning, now they have two. Downey ready to 1-0. Breaking ball. Good sweeper from the inside batter's box to the corner of the plate, of the inside corner. It's 1-1. And that's had some good movement on it. It's one ball and a strike. Pitch. This ball taken down and outside at 97 from Downey. It's two balls and a strike on Yerar Encarnacion. 2-1 count. Tying run stands at the plate for Norfolk. Jacksonville does have a pitcher getting loose. See if we can make out who it is. 2-1. Swing. High fly ball deep to left center. Cameron going back near the warning track, and that ball looked like it was going to go a lot further than it did. A long, loud fly out to center ends the inning. No run to hit. One man left on. And we'll keep it right here because... And Norfolk, they do God bless America in between seven-inning stretch. We'll keep it right here for God Bless America on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by the Atlantic Center.
arrived in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Attention Jumbo Shrimp fans, are you interested in Jacksonville baseball history, the Jumbo Shrimp, International League Baseball, or the Miami Marlins organization? You can find all that at jackshrimp.com. Fans can enjoy feature stories, player analysis, looks around both the International League and the Marlins farm system, and more. That's jaxshrimp.com for all things baseball and the Jumbo Shrimp.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I get to serve in the state I love.
I'm able to put down roots so I can finally build my own workshop.
All while being closer to my friends and family.
I get to give back in the field and at my town's food bank.
I get to learn the differences between a C-130 and an AC-130.
And I get to hear things like this.
I serve part-time and give back in my free time.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I serve my state.
I serve my nation.
I serve my way.
Learn more about the Air National Guard at goang.com.
Hey there, I'm Jacksonville infielder Xavier Edwards. You're tuned into Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Elon Villalobos in for Jacksonville, and that's the day for Austin Roberts. Really well out of the bullpen. First pitch from Villalobos, a fastball up and in, taken by Cameron. It's one ball and no strikes. So Roberts wraps up his day. Three innings, a run on three hits with a walk and three strikeouts. Now Villalobos trying to keep the game where it is still. Cameron swings at the 1-0. It's a sharp ground ball to first. Johnson takes it to the bag himself. There's out number one. Start off at the bottom of the seventh inning. It's 3-1. Perfect leads Jackson. Now that's going to bring up right-handed swinger and Ramon Rodriguez. He swings at the first pitch, hits that ball in the air, shallow right center. Miller coming in, goes to a dive, it's just out of his reach. And under the glove, Rodriguez has a little flare of a single. Hit it to the perfect part in shallow right center. Just out of the reach of Brian Miller, made a great attempt at it. There's a one-out single for him. The guy's a lefty up in there. It's Nathan Vespi, number 12, that brings up Joseph Rosa. Switch hitting lefty. 0-2 today. Villalobos ready the first pitch. Rosa takes a four-seam fastball down and outside. It's 0-1. One ball, one strike count. Pitch from Villalobos. Swing by Rosa. Fly ball hit to shallow left. Burdick jogging in. Reaches up to make the catch. And there's quickly out number two. Jackson Holliday. Holliday 0-2 with a walk. Villalobos ready, the first pitch. Swing by Jackson, high, towering fly ball hit to center. Right at Miller. Takes a few steps in and to his right to camp under it and make the catch. Side retired. No runs ahead. One man left in the inning for Norfolk. Heading to the eighth inning. It's still a 3-1 ballgame. Favor the Tides on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by Atlantis.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I get to serve in the role I want.
For me, that meant becoming a maintainer.
I get the training I need so I can become one of the best at what I do.
The Air National Guard allows me to keep pursuing my degree in biology.
And they even help with tuition.
I get to serve part-time.
I loved it so much, I switched to full-time.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I serve my state.
I serve my nation.
I serve my way.
Learn more about the Air National Guard at GoANG.com.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and many more. To follow all the events happening at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at jackshrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp baseball.
Back at Harbor Park for the top of the eighth inning. New pitcher in for the Norfolk Tides is left-hander Nick Vespi. First pitch to him also missed outside. High, the second one a fastball. This is well outside. And it's two balls and no strikes. So Dowdy done after a quick inning. The pitch to Hinojosa. This time it's a fastball called a strike down and away. On the corner, it's 2-1. Vespi, a 215-pound lefty from Miami, Florida. CJ swings, hits that ball hard on the line to left. Norby retreating. Reaches up to make the catch on the warning track, and there's out number one. The Jumbo Shrimp are starting to barrel up Norfolk pitching, but now they've extended to directly where the Norfolk fielders are. They've been a little bit unlucky. Where those balls have ended up, and that brings up Santiago Chavez. Chavez 0-2. First pitch from Vespi. A sinker down and away. It's one ball and no strikes. Jacksonville trailing Norfolk 3-1. The pitch swing by Xavi. A hard grounder ripped up the middle. Holiday's right there, though. Shuffles to his right. Fields and throws to first. Out number two. That's going to bring up Brian Miller. First pitch to the lefty from Vespi. Swing up, down the way, went around for a strike. Off the sign once. Likes what he sees from Rodriguez. Now time call by Brian Miller. So it took those two a while to get on the same page. Pitch. Last ball called. Strike three down and away on the corner. Another three. Five. Pitch. First strikeout for Nick Vespi. And that is strikeout nothing across for Jacksonville. They're half of the eighth. Nick Lovato half of the eighth. And they jumble.
Jumbo Shrimp are more than a baseball team. 1-to-1 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and more. To follow all the events happening at 1-to-1 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at jackshrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting 6 military appreciation nights throughout the season. On April 30th, May 25th, June 13th, July 25th, August 30th, and September 14th, active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or day of the game. Tickets must be purchased in person at the Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
Colton Kowser starts things off at the bottom of the eighth for Norfolk. They lead 3-1. Eli's first pinch swing and a pop up sky high behind the plate. That goes out of play. And it's quickly 0-1 to Colton Kowser, who it's been primarily most of the offense. He is the difference right now. He had a two-run shot in the first. Lehman added an RBI single in the fourth inning. The two-run cushion is courtesy of Kowser. No walk. Change up in the dirt. Kowser lays off. Makes it one ball and a strike. He had a two-run shot. Tides up 2-0 in the first. Jacksonville cut it to 1 with a solo shot by Johnson in the fourth. RBI single put it back up to a 2-run game in the bottom half of the fourth inning. 1-1. Angel misses outside from Villalobos. It's 2-1. Right-hander up. The bullpen for Norfolk. See if we can make out a number. Villalobos ready. Well, right-hander stands on the third base side of the mound. The 2-1. Swing by Kowser. Liner fouled straight back behind the plate out of play. It's 2-2. It's Mike Bauman. He's getting loose. The Potomac, Minnesota native. Pitch from Villalobos. Kowser swings, rips that ball foul left side. Again, out of play. Do the 2-2 once more. Well, times today have been really good about seeing extra pitches in that bat and really spoiling ones they don't like foul to drive up the pitch counts of Jumbo Shrimp relievers. Lindgren at 54 pitches in 3 innings. Roberts at 53 pitches. Kowser swings at the 2-2. It's that ball high to left. Burdick back, camping on the warning track. And what you thought the wind would carry that ball out, it falls short in left field. So a long, loud flyout for Colton Kowser, who today his power has been going the opposite way, but he falls into a home run in the eighth, and that brings up Connor Norby. Villalobos right now, that was pitch number 13 for him. That'll bring up Norby, who's 1-for-2 today. First pitch. Curveball called a strike. Bottom side corner of the cell. 7-1. Jacksonville, the bottom of the top of the ninth, which will be up next. They'll have 3 outs to tie or take the lead. Ball 1 from Villalobos. Check swing on a curveball down and away. Appeal. Michael Raines at first says he did not go around. It's one ball and a strike on Norby. Hit the ball pretty hard today. A hard ground ball for a single in the sixth. Hard fly out to left in the third. Yamamoto's set. The righty's 1-1 to Norby. Swing. High. Towering fly ball deep to left center. Miller and Burdick back again. And the wind's going to knock that ball down in left center field for out number two. That ball sounds great off both teams' bats today, but the wind, I don't know what it is, but it is knocking a lot of fly balls down. The only one really saw a carry today was Johnston's home run over the wall in the fourth inning. Otherwise, 105-mile-per-hour fly ball for Urar. That one died to center field in the seventh. That brings up Lester, who takes a first-pitch changeup outside. And high, it's 1-0. A lot different than what we see in Jacksonville. All carries there, and the wind most of the time is going to help fly balls hit high in the air. Eli's 1-0. Swing and a miss by Lester. Jump down in the dirt. It's 1-1. Straight away, the infield continues to shift heavily to pull for the lefty Lester. Comes in 0-for-3. He reached on a fielder's choice in the first. 1-1. Swing, rocket hit the opposite way to left center. That's down for a base hit. Burdick cuts it off in the gap. A quick throw in. And Josh Lester is held to a single with two outs. And that'll bring up Colby Mayo. Mayo today, 1-for-2. A double play ground out in the first. He doubled and scored in the fourth. Walked and was stranded there in the sixth inning. Lester stands at first, a two-out single to keep the inning alive for the Tigers. The two-run game, 3-1 on the bottom of the eighth. First pitch. Mayo lays off a good fastball down and away on the corner. It's 0-1. Tomorrow, Jacksonville will hand the ball to left-hander Emmanuel De Jesus. Ian Weathers on Saturday and Sunday. Daniel Costas will close out the series for Jacksonville. The 0-1 curveball bounces in the left-handed batter's box, taking its 1-1. So tomorrow, it's 6:35, back on ESPN 690. Saturday, we'll be back on the stream for Florida State football, and 1:05 first pitch on Sunday, back on ESPN 690. 1-1 to Mayo. Villalobos spikes a changeup in the dirt. It goes past Chavez to the backstop. Lester goes to second on a wild pitch. A runner at first. Lester moves up one to second. It's two balls and a strike on Colby Mayo. Lobo's ready. 2-1. Third ball in the dirt. Tankin, it's 3-1. Eli gets a new ball from the home plate umpire, Darius Ghani. Back on the mound, Norby. Zone in the zone. It's 3-2 at the knees. Villalobos comes back with a solid pinpoint pitch at the bottom of the zone. Fills the count up. Payoff home. Off-speed pitch misses in the dirt for ball four. Now two men on for Lewin Diaz. 2-for-3 with a single and a double. He's also brought in a run today. Still Mike Bowden. Bauman up in the Tides bullpen, the right-hander. The pitch to Lewin. He lays off a four-seam fastball above the letters. It's 1-0. Bauman, 28 years old. I'll tell you more about him for the ninth inning. Should he emerge from the Tides bullpen? The Lobos ready. 1-0 to Diaz. The pitch. Lewin swings, lifts that ball foul over the screen behind the plate. It's 1-1. Ball, one strike. Two on, two out in the bottom of the eighth. 3-1 ball game. Pitch to Lewin. Swing and a miss. Behind a good fastball high away on the corner. It's 1-2. One ball, two strike count. Pitch to Diaz. Two again. One and two. Still on Diaz. He's fighting with Eli Villalobos. Good bend at the knees and open stands for the lefty. 1-2 again. Swing. Ham shot pop up behind the plate. That goes out of play. We'll do the 1-2 again. Lobos trying to find his out. Pitch to Lewin. Runners at first and second. A 3-1 game in the bottom of the eighth inning. Pitch home. That's ball inside. Squeaks through the wickets of Chavez to the backstop. Advance to second and third. Another wild pitch. Two wild pitches this inning. Both runners at second and third. It's 2-2 on Diaz. Eli Rennie, a deep breath. The 2-2. Swing and a foul ball off his foot. It trickles near the third base dugout. 2-2 still. Lobos gets the sign from Chavez, sets up, third base side of the mound, glove at his chest, 2-2, swing, another pump up, down to the left, Lewin Diaz continues, spoiled pitches he does not like from Eli Villalobos, so he'll see yet another. Two. Swung on and grounded foul down the first base line. We'll see another one for Lewin. Two count. Diaz has seen nine pitches this at-bat so far. Villalobos ready, the 10th one home. Pass ball upstairs, and it's 3-2. Should Diaz work a walk, as Cameron stands on deck. He's 0-3. He's having himself a great year power-wise. Mayoff pitch. Swing, cannot hold, and he's rung up on strike three. So Villalobos works out of a little bit of trouble, gets his first strikeout. It's the fourth one of the day for the Jumbo Shrimp, and the Tides are sent down quietly, but they made it interesting. No runs ahead in left scoring position. We go to the top of the ninth. Jacksonville down to their final three out. Time will take the lead. They trail 3-1 in Norfolk on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by the Tides.
all Thursday Jumbo Shrimp home games are the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday means fans can purchase $2 16-ounce and $3 24-ounce products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail-rated territory, Oasis concession stand, and right field bleachers.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news and updates about the organization, learn about special upcoming promotions, and view unique content from the team. Click that follow button at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's at Jack Shrimp on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable, family, fun.
The Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office each Tuesday Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members when using their CFCU credit or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable, family, fun.
Hey, this is Jacksonville. Stano, you're listening to this.
Tango Mamaya starts things off for Jacksonville. Comeback's got to start now. The first pitch from Mike Bauman. Fastball out of his own inside corner on Amaya, called a strike. And that makes it 0-1. Amaya today, he's 0-2 with a walk. Pitch from Bauman. Fastball taken high and outside. It's even 1-1. One pitch, fastball bottom of the zone, outside corner, called a strike. It's 1-2 on Amaya. Swung on and lifted high to right. Backpedaling is Lester. Playable for him, thanks to Ken. Jacksonville's down to their final two. Into Johnson. That ball skips up the ramp of Rodriguez to the backstop. It's one ball and no strikes. And a swing and a miss by Johnston. Inside to Johnston, and it's two balls and a strike to him now. Out and ready with 2-1. Ball taken up high and away by Johnston. He's worked a 3-1 count here in the top of the nine. Jacksonville trails by 2. Full 3-2. Bauman waiting for Johnston to dig back into the box. Hang on. Johnston takes a fastball just inside off the plate for ball 4. It is a walk, and the dismay of some of the fans that might have forgotten the pregame announcement that this game's being called on the computer. The computer called that one ball four. Obviously, it's tradition for fans to get onto the umpires during a baseball game. Lane Burdick digs in 0 for 3. 3-1 Norfolk in the top of the ninth. Tying run at the plate. First pitch, just slide. Coming from Malvin, it's all the no strikes on Burdick. That wind is howling right now here in the afternoon in Norfolk. The 1-0, swing and a miss by Burdick, a fastball north of the letters. That's 1-1. Back on the air, 6:35 tomorrow, 6:20. Pre-game show on ESPN 690. On the stream on Saturday, Florida State football will be on ESPN 690, the 1-1. On the outside corner, it's 1-2. .105 game on Sunday. 1-2 count. Malman's pitch to Burdick. Malman opted to go with the knuckle curve. Well, fly out to right, a walk to Johnston, puts the tying run at the plate. Stays up high again. It's 3-2 now. Jumbo Shrimp can take advantage of some questionable bullpen pitching by Norfolk. They will. Right now they trail 3-1. Malman ready to pay off. Fastball upstairs and outside. Back-to-back one-out walks. Jacksonville has the tying run on first. Two guys on base that have pretty good speed. That brings up Charles LeBlanc, and popping out of the dugout with a little bit of a pee in his bonnet is Justin Ramsey. He's going to talk quickly to Mike Malman, who has been behind two batters and walked two with one away. A double play ball finishes them off. Well, the tying run is at first, and one in the gap. You can see Burdick fly. He's got great wheels on the bases. Steps in 0 for 3. He's got the tying run on first. Ball down in the dirt. Ball with no strikes. Johnson at second. Burdick on first. 1-0 is another slider in the dirt. Thinking it's 2 and no strikes. This is really impressive. Bauman is a slider at 90. This ball at 98, the 2-0. Charles takes a fastball 97 outside the corner. It's 2 and a strike. So with one away, Jacksonville trails 3-1. Got the tying run at first. The runners at first and second. LeBlanc today in search of his first hit. The pitch, he swings, it's a soft grounder to the left side. Blocked by the third baseman Mayo. Instead of going to second, he goes to first, and it beats Charles to the bag by maybe half a step. 5-3, runners advance to second and third, and that breaks up Griffin Kona. Mayo charged in, turned like he was going to go to second, but Burdick a shade too quick. Mayo had to quickly change his mind to Justin Hubbard. He at least got one out. He did. The Jumbo Shrimp down to their final out here this afternoon. 3-1, runners at second and third. The tying run stands at second for Conine, who's 1-3. And he swings at the first pitch. It's a bouncer foul off his ankle guard. That's 0-1. No one. 0-9. Checks his swing. A fastball at 98. A little bit inside. One ball and a strike on Kona. On deck, Yerar Encarnacion. You know the Tides feeling some type of way about the way yesterday's game ended. The 1-1. 0-9 swings. Foul ball to the top of the screen behind the plate. It's 1-2. Well, just in case, Buck Britton has a right-hander up. And there, bullpen. Jumbo Shrimp down to their final strike this afternoon. The crowd here at Norfolk coming to a roaring crescendo. Two ball, two strike count. Runners at second and third. Jacksonville down by two. Now time is called. I think Alvin has a problem with the pitch count device in his ball cap. Just in case, Norfolk has a righty up. It's Morgan McSweeney, number 35. Once again, the crowd coming to a roaring applause. Jacksonville down to the final stride. 2-2. Check swing. And he went around. Top of curve. That full Conine. And Norfolk has their first win in this series. Sixth strikeout from Alvin. It's the 12th for Norfolk. And this game is officially in the books. Jacksonville a run, two pitches. Tides lead three men on base. The Tides. They leave six men on base. Living pitcher in this one is Smalling. That's a sixth of the year. He moves to 6-4. Closes it up, one scoreless inning with two walks and one strikeout. Jacksonville can't play to anybody in the ninth. They fall 3-1 for the first time this series. We'll be back tomorrow. First pitch at 6:35 on ESPN 690. And the pregame show will start at 6:20 in the afternoon. For all of us with the Jumbo Shrimp, my broadcast partner Scott Kornberg, I'm Matt Davis saying have a great rest of your Thursday. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS. Have a great afternoon, everybody. Thank you.